kind of love are hanging on, we push each other. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what?
Come on. Trying to make it real compared to what? Or to fade me out, baby. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back. I decided to go ahead and run our opening music tonight through the first voice, the first verse. Thank you, Wayne, for reminding me of those good things. Good evening and welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. Hour number three for me tonight. I thank John Stadtmiller for entrusting me to be the caretaker of the National Intel Report for the last 2 hours. And kind of opened up the phone lines and got the ball game rolling, and we're going to go back to it in just a moment. So, Lark, hang on a second. I, unfortunately, to placate certain people who tune in for specific bits of information at this hour of each night, I have to go through the motions and give it out. And I say go through the motions because, look, folks, in the general scheme of things, who cares? Oh, gee, the 8-day run on the Dow Jones Industrial has been halted because, ooh, the Dow closed down 11 points today at 12,229. Of course, it had been up, you know, or down fairly low in the day, and then there's all this discussion that Mubarak was going to resign, and so they drove it back up, cut their losses, but so what? In the scheme of things, none of it really matters. The NASDAQ was up a point. S&P 500 was up a point. It closed at 1322. Global Dow is currently off a point. Gee, I wonder why that could be. Gold up $2 in the after hours. Oil up another 83 cents. You know, they've brought oil down about $10 a barrel or thereabouts. But boy, it's sure cranking up at the pump. You guys look at what it's costing to fill your tank right now. Cost me $40 a couple weeks ago. It's almost 60 today. So that's the nature of that beast. The rest of the metals basically are somewhat affected, non-affected. Rhodium still flat at $2,450 an ounce. Palladium up a dollar in the aftermarket at $821. Platinum up $2 at $1,829. It's only off $2 from where it was 2 days ago. Silver's down 2 cents in the aftermarket at $30.19. And as we mentioned, gold currently at $1,363.80. When we come back from the break, we're going right back to the phone with Lark, and Tom in Florida, I hope, is still standing on with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to my hour number three for this evening. Let's go back. Lark, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. Let's go back to where we were. We've got more folks stacking up. Tom in Florida. My good friend George down in Texas. Yeah, a lot of Texas calls tonight.
Well, that's good because that makes a nice makes for a nice segue into what I was going to say next. There are some interesting facts about Texas that many Texans really do not know. And these kinds of facts are really prevalent in really every state of the Union. But since I live in Texas, and since we talked about Texas a bit here and there, John, of course, living in Austin, Texas. But for whatever it's worth, interesting PDF documents that you can download for free on the internet and just read and discover for yourself. The first one is called History of Student Activism, UT Austin, 1960 to 1988. In that document, if you do a keyword search for the word communitarian, you'll see that it's being used in 1969. Another document that's very interesting that was actually discovered in the library archives at UT Austin with a copy in the Library of Congress in 1957 is simply called The Ultimate World Order as pictured in the Jewish Utopia. The Ultimate World Order as pictured in the Jewish Utopia. Now, I've always laughed because I hear a lot of people on this network say that America is a Christian nation. And I can't help but laugh when I hear these words. I just can't help it. And I don't mean to sound impolitic or insensitive particularly, but...
No, I don't take it that way at all.
The truth of the matter is this is no longer a Christian nation, if it ever was. And the reason is because, frankly, the church is in apostasy. And also, quite frankly, many Christians forget that a church is not necessarily a building.
Well, they have forgotten it. That's been my argument for many, many, many years. Look, I spent 21 months in Vietnam, and the only church I ever stepped onto was a hillside on Sunday mornings having my private time. I didn't need to go into a building and line the collection plate for Jesus, who never was going to get one benefit out of it. And I know that angers some people when I put it that way, but that's a reality factor. And everybody says, oh, yeah, whenever two get together and pray, you know, it's no, don't even play that way. You tell that to a little kid who's down on his knees at his bedside praying. Where's the second person in the room? The second person is me and God, or whomever.
You echo my sentiments precisely. In conclusion, so that you have other callers, Jeff, you know, every time we point our fingers at a group, pitting us against them, we're playing right into a dialectical trap. Why? Because we have chosen to group people in collectives as opposed to treat them individually and separately as individualists that they are. So, you know, we talk about diversity and cultural diversity and all that stuff. But see, what's happening in America is, frankly, the WASP culture is under attack. And so is the Catholic culture. And so is anything that anybody within any particular group that identifies themselves within a particular group deems to be American, quote unquote. And so when we do that, pitting us against them, pointing fingers, you know, so, I mean, some people will point their fingers at Jews or Zionists or the bankers and all of these kinds of things. But in truth, for every Jew, there must be 10 WASPs.
That's right.
Who go along with this thing. For every Zionist, there must be 10 Americans that go along with this kind of stuff. And we're definitely being misled, and that's why I choose not to think in terms of we so much anymore, except as it relates to those that I love, that are in my circle, or anybody that I come in contact with.
Well, it's much as I said to one of the previous callers that this mentality of so-called leadership, as it were, if you'll allow the reference to it. I cannot tell you how many expos that John and I did many years ago with a good number of people, and a lot of the people that are out there listening had met us at those shows, and these people approach your table and put you up on a pedestal because you happen to be on a radio broadcast with a microphone. I'm not your leader. I may be your guidance counselor. I may be giving you some information that you can use, but each individual must be a leader in their own home. Get up in the morning, go to brush your teeth, stand up and look in the mirror. That's where it begins. It comes back to the biblical song you'd sing in church that says, "Let it begin with me." That's where it has to start. It doesn't belong with some jerk that's running for the presidency who promises you something he cannot possibly deliver because his handlers won't allow him to. It starts in your own home. It starts in that mirror. And so it's really at that point that if we cannot care or do not take the proper steps to care for our own family and teach and guide and nurture and educate them, then don't come to me out on the street and say, "Here, I can lead this whole group of people," or "I can forget." They can't do it.
If Americans are losing their country, it's because they forgot, frankly, what it means to be independent.
Oh, absolutely.
And that, of course, means independent of thought, independent of mind. Jeff, thanks for the airtime. I hope we can do this again.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much. Tom, I think Tom is with us. I'm not sure. I've lost track. We got a lengthy list here. Tom, are you with us down in Tom in Florida?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, thanks for holding this long. I don't normally like to leave people hanging a long time, but you know, it gets to be kind of like old friends when I do this because you guys call a lot. I'm listening a lot. What's on your mind tonight, my friend?
Well, thanks for holding me over. I was going to talk about some of the stuff that you were speaking on your previous hour about.
Go for it.
Okay, well, I guess I got a couple of different things to talk about, but there was some mention about the illegal aliens in this country. And basically, you know, they're busting the employers. But really, like, I didn't get the name of your other speaker. But it's on the books, you know. I mean, I kind of look at, you know, coming down on a guy that's got a business is kind of going after the wrong guy. I mean, you can go after him, but actually it's bigger than that. You should go after the elected officers who are allowing this to happen. And he mentioned something in the United States Code that's in direct violation. I forget what number it was, but he seemed to know.
Well, that was the part that I actually got cut off, and I think unbeknownst to him, he just kept on talking.
Oh, I heard him. Okay, we all got it out here, but I guess you got cut off. Yeah. Well, I live in LaBelle, Florida, and I'll give you a perfect example. I mean, I live in South Florida, and I live about less than 2 hours from a place called LaBelle, Florida. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is right in your face. If you drive up to LaBelle, it's an agricultural area because we have a lot of groves here, you know, orange and grapefruit and whatnot. That town is Spanish. If you drive through there, everyone's, particularly if you go in the evening. I had the, I was driving through just before dark, and everybody was, you know, done working for the day. And I swear it was the same as a town in Mexico. Everyone was strutting around with cowboy boots and cowboy hats, and you know, everybody was, you know, 5 foot nothing. They had cantina this, cantina that, everything written in Spanish. And this whole town serves the agricultural growers, which are, you know, old Florida families. So you go up there, I mean, if you wanted to get a convoy of ice wagons, you know, and go up there, you could fill them. I mean, they're right there in your face. And so the violations are, I mean, again, I can take you to a town. I mean, why haven't they all been, you know, rounded up? And
well, I, as you know, I live in Arizona, and I can, you know, go just a matter of blocks or a mile from here. And not only is it exactly like you're describing, but the buildings are painted turquoise and pink and yellow, and they don't care if there's an HOA because they never read it. If they move into it, they're going to paint that thing to make it look like what they left. Why do people, and living in Arizona, we've had a lot of people over the years from California that have moved here, and I use this strictly as the example. And they come here to get away from California politics, California taxes, and all the negative stuff that's in California. And when they come to Arizona or when they go to Oregon, they want to convert it to what they just left. Well, it's no different with the illegals. They come here for better opportunities and, you know, and allegedly jobs and, you know, big American dinero, et cetera, et cetera. But they bring all the negative stuff with them. We have a listener and supporter in Florida who is of Cuban descent. She and her husband, her husband and I had a very long talk because he'd been out here in Arizona sometime back on a business trip, and in driving around the town, he said, I cannot believe what I'm seeing. He said, I saw complete neighborhoods that were just as run down and trashed and foul as a gutter village down in Mexico. But you know what? That's just a small part of the issue. The issue is illegals, specifically from south of the border, don't want to assimilate. If you know, look, I live in Arizona. We've got a very large number of illegals here, but I know darn well we've got probably illegal Chinese living here, illegal Russians, certainly some illegal Canadians, although most of the Canadians, they come down here and spend big bucks and they're buying houses, etc. But there's illegals here from all over the world. Guess what? Why is it the Mexicans that refuse to assimilate? They want to turn this. They want to take this back over. You drive around, see their trucks and their SUVs. They've all got an Oakland Raiders logo on the back of their truck. Got nothing to do with the football team. Stay with us. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making to bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
We are back, my friends. Of course, what I'm about to say, I don't know who it's going to go out to, whether those of you who are picking us up on satellite, but apparently the feeds have been down for about 20 minutes now. They may have gone down during the last hour, and so hopefully folks are going to pick this program up on reruns. It's been a good program. Let's go back to Tom in Florida, pick up where you left off, and let's move forward, my friend.
Yeah, no, but the on your previous hour, the fellow was saying that, you know, there's been violation of the United States Code, and you've probably heard of Marco Rubio, who's
of course.
Yes, well, he's out of Florida here, and he was confronted on this issue, and he didn't want to even touch it. He basically said, "Oh, this is a federal issue," and moved on. So, see, we have whole towns in Florida that are Spanish, and he doesn't want to know about it. So, I mean, they are culpable.
Well, they are, and allow me to share this with you. This came out of the news out of the Washington Post today, and obviously it came out of the Arizona Republic, I'm sure. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer says she's planning to file a counter-lawsuit against the federal government for failing to enforce immigration laws. Brewer, of course, for those of you who may or may not know, is the one who signed SB 1070, which basically made it illegal to be an illegal alien in this state. I mean, that was the basic gist of it. Brewer says her claim will be filed in the federal government's challenge. The federal government has challenged Arizona's new enforcement immigration law. Brewer is going to file a counterclaim to that. Governor says the federal government has not secured the state's border with Mexico, and they have stuck Arizona with the cost tied to illegal immigration. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to share with you that problem is not unique to Arizona. It's happening in Florida, in Texas, in Oklahoma. I don't care what state you pick. Utah is another one, certainly California. And the cost of it last on one of my programs last week, I discussed the cost of the illegal invasion on an annual basis in this country. It's something I've continued to go back with. So this is going to be really interesting to see what happens. A lot of people don't like Brewer. Brewer is what is needed. We've got a gutsy governor. Now, contrary to that, over in New Mexico, the former governor was Bill Richardson, who is himself of Hispanic background. Well, that doesn't make him good, bad, or indifferent. He refused to deal with the illegal immigration issue in New Mexico. Why? Let's face it, they're placating the businesses who employ illegals, they employ the cheap labor. The new mayor, however, or the new governor of New Mexico, is basically putting the pressure on the illegals, and they're all starting to leave. The sad thing is, most of them are going to Texas. By the way, the new governor's last name is Ramirez. So it's quite interesting. Why Rubio would walk away from it?
Well, I don't know. We have agricultural interests in this state that obviously lie in his pocket. I've had other experiences with Rubio. He's actually quite a... He's basically a gangster, okay? And I'd have to tell you privately what I know about him and what personal experience I've had with the guy. He's not straight up at all.
The minute they start saying he's the new darling, and boy, this guy's going to really go places, he's just a pretty boy, and they've got some plans for him.
He's more than that. He's embedded. I could tell you some stories. I'm a big fan of, packing the Mexicans a lunch and a pistol and a copy of our Constitution and sending them back over the border, because they got a great country down there. I don't know if they could take it back. I mean, they'd be better off down there than... In fact, you probably want to move down there yourself. It's a nice place, as far as geographically.
If you get away from the borders, which is where all the problems are, let's face it, the lion's share of the illegal Mexicans are from the border area, and the border area is like one big ghetto. And you get down inside the country, amazing people. I've got a good number of expatriate Americans that I know that live down there. They absolutely love it. One of them, however, after a good number of years, has really felt the steam and the pressure, and he has moved back up to this country. As a matter of fact, the guy used to sign in my discussion board under the name of Gringo. But this is not nationwide. In fact, the country of Mexico has immigration laws that are, well, they're just as strong as ours, but, oh, that's right, in Mexico they enforce those laws. We just don't, because we're such nice guys. We want to be the window to the whole world and just take care of everybody. Well, hell, the doctor's sick, and if the doctor gets sick and dies, then the doctor can't take care of the patients anymore. It's that simple to me.
Yeah, I was in Vancouver in the first part of January. Beautiful, beautiful town, but it's absolutely been taken over by Koreans and Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great place. I'm not saying anything disparaging about them. They're very prosperous, and they own businesses, but they have definitely cloistered themselves away. There's an area there, I think, called Richmond, where most of them live. And I rode the buses and the trains. Fabulous system. It's a great town. They don't even speak English. I don't think Toronto is the same, but if you want to see a city which has lost its identity connected to its country, which is primarily European.
Tom, I appreciate your input. I'm going to let you go. George in Texas is standing in line. We'll pick him up as soon as we come back from the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Clint Eastwood, live at Carnegie Hall. Welcome back to the final half hour of my three-hour haul tonight. It has been interesting, as I think it was Lark that mentioned he hopes I do more programs like this, take the callers. It is more difficult than a one-hour format because there's much that I have to get done, much that I have to dispense, and although I enjoy doing the calling occasionally, I would not do it every single night. By the way, before we get to our next caller, as most of you know, I'm an old movie nut. In the late 1950s, I saw the first re-release of a film that was absolutely huge in 1953, a movie starring Alan Ladd and Van Heflin and Jack Palance, of course, Elisha Cook Jr. The movie was called Shame. And toward the end of the movie, as Shane decides to ride off into the sunset after he's done what he's had to do, which is kill the bad guy, Jack Palance, the kid was hollering at him, "Come back, Shane, come back, Shane." Well, I'm going to play a little bit of that same game tonight. Deborah, if you're still out there from Illinois, come on back. Give us a call. I'll have time to get your call in. Anyway, George, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Glad to have you here. Thanks for calling in tonight.
You know, the thing is, I was talking to one of, what do you say, George Soros' people from MoveOn.org,
mm-hmm.
one of these nutcase organizations. You missed talking about the reason why Obama can't get his programs through is because people are not paying their fair share. And I just sort of like just came back at him. I just said, yeah, okay, we'll talk about people not paying their fair share. I said, you want to know who we should tax? Do it retroactively with all like they do to the average working person is go after these foundations, you know, these tax-free foundations that sort of like changed the law before the income tax was ever implemented and make them pay their fair share, because these foundations like the Rockefeller, the Carnegie, Soros Foundation, all these foundations have been working against our country for almost 100 years, and I just think we got to find a way to put the brakes to these foundations before they do any more damage.
Well, there's a problem with it too, George, is that I'd be willing to bet you'll find that a lot of these foundations are on the government dole. They're getting huge grants from the government anyway. So they're getting the double hit. They're getting the big fat tax write-offs. They're getting the contributions, donations. They're getting U.S. government grants. And yeah, you're absolutely right.
I just think they need to be audited.
Well, everybody talks about auditing the Fed. And, of course, they're not a foundation per se, but I don't think that's ever going to happen. What right does the federal government have to, if the federal government is going to go in and audit the Federal Reserve, a privately owned business that operates under the misguided auspices for most Americans that it is a part of the government, what doesn't give them the right to just arbitrarily say, you know what, we don't like the way Bennett's talking about us on the air, so we're going to go audit him. And it's a real problem. I'm not saying we shouldn't audit the Fed, but it isn't going to happen. It's a private corporation. And let's face it, they're the controlling faction. But when it comes to the rest of these guys, and when you get somebody that says, oh, people aren't paying their fair share, what the hell is my fair share? I'm already pushing, what, probably 60, 65% of my so-called income is getting paid out in taxes in one form or another. Taxes that are doing nothing to improve the condition of this nation. It's going to take care of those who, frankly, are undeserving.
I talked to my state representative, and he's looking at a way to sort of like rein in these corporations, because they don't like how they're buying up the infrastructure, trying to buy up the infrastructure in Texas. And there's reforming the corporate law, and we're like putting it back. And if a corporation wants to have a charter, it must serve the public benefit. Because back 100 years ago, a corporation couldn't have a charter unless it served a public benefit, and there was a time limit on that charter.
Mm-hmm.
And now all these corporations have charters, and they can do what they want.
Well, you're absolutely right. I don't know how you resolve it. I don't know how you end it. You know, you seem to have the ability to reach your representative, but I sometimes wonder, okay, let's see. There are certain people who are able to reach their representative at high-end fundraising cocktail parties and dances and dinners. And you and I are just the average guys on the street. Well, maybe we can reach our representative. But the question is, how sincere is he being with whatever he says to us at any given moment, or is he flip-flopping with the next guy that tells him what a great job he's doing? It's frustrating. I am so jaded, George. I've been very clear about this on the air over the years. I am so jaded against politicians in general. There isn't a one of them that I would care to sit down and have a drink with, other than to maybe berate the living hell out of them. But I certainly wouldn't want to do it because we've got anything in common.
Well, and, you seem like the kind of man, if a guy ran for president and the only experience he had was throwing garbage bags into a garbage truck 5:30 in the morning, you probably vote him in before the professional politician, because at least he know he can't do any worse.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, I've said this a lot, that I think we'd be better off going up picking up drunks off the park bench down on Jefferson Avenue in any city, USA, and we couldn't possibly do worse than those characters we've sent there to sit there for 20, 30, 40 years and run this nation into the ground. And so much of it at the behest, I'm sorry to say, of Israel.
Well, the thing is, I'm trying to get people to sort of like take a little look at what I'm doing. You got people going after the IRS, you got people going after the Federal Reserve. You know, that's like two pillars, but they're not going after what they call the 17th Amendment, where you got these 100 useless empty suits up in Washington. They're supposed to represent their state governments, but they're representing powerful interests outside their state and outside the country.
Well, outside the country, yes.
And I'm trying to say, these people are sitting up there fraudulently, and everybody's saying, "Oh, you're not for the power of the people." I'm like, "No, it's not that." I said, if there wasn't the 17th Amendment, I don't really think the UN Charter would ever see the light of day in these state houses.
I think you're probably right.
I mean, a lot of these laws, FDR would have been impeached for calling in the gold and declaring the country bankrupt. You got to think about it. A lot of things were taken, the state government was taken out of the federal process with the 17th Amendment. And I'm trying to say, you're attacking two pillars, but you're not attacking a third one. And that is the unbalanced power in our House of Representatives between the federal government and the state government. Until we deal with that, nothing's going to change.
George, I think one of the best examples I could ever share with anyone who would care to listen is that 2 years ago or thereabouts, a year and a half ago, when we were in the midst of this massive fight that led us to this thing we call Obamacare, my head was spinning. I mean, I felt like a mechanized character in a movie. My head was just spinning and spinning, and it dawned on me that that's the way they want it. Over here, they were trying to shove Obamacare down our throat. They're arguing whether to give amnesty to illegal aliens. We had this issue over here and that issue, and oh, we're going to get out of Iraq. Oh, we got Guantanamo. This administration, more than any administration in my 63 years, has thrown so much at us so fast that we didn't know which way to turn. We did not know which issue to be involved with combating. That's the way this administration and Barack Obama himself and his handlers and his trainers, that's the way they want it. Create enough confusion, will be so weakened that they will eventually get what they want. And I think the perfect example of that, you and I have talked about this before, is this business with the town hall meetings during this summer of 09 going into 2010. And I watched Barney Frank. In fact, I carried Barney Frank's entire town hall meeting on my evening program that night. What's her name? The McCaskill, the gal back east. And I mean, these arrogant people who just basically said, sit down and shut up. This is the way they taught their, treated their constituents. And it was designed to get us so angry and so mad and keep our head left and right. And they figured if we kept turning our head, it might just break and fall out of the socket. This is how they're doing it. This is how they're destroying it. And the average American just can't, you know, I've told people for years, find a single issue that's important to you, whether it's pro-life or pro-abortion or Second Amendment, or if it's an economic issue, or if it's a matter of the manipulation of the gold and the silver or the mortgage. I don't care what the issue is. Find one single issue and become the most knowledgeable person on the face of the earth about it, and now use that information to teach others. But don't try to put your fingers in all the pots. You'll be so watered down, you will be so weakened, that we'll never get a positive thing accomplished. And then, of course, that leads us to the question, what is it we want accomplished, and can, how realistic is it to reach those goals? Can it be done? John talks about taking the country back and restoring America back to its former glory. And the question I posed the other night, how far back do we restore it to? The day before Bill Clinton became president, the day before FDR, or do we want to restore it back to the 17-6 mentality? And gee, can we get in a time machine and take back the information we have now to prevent this stuff from happening again 200 years from now? I don't know how realistic any of it is, George.
I kind of say it like this. You know, like the last 2 years, actually three, you know, I got to say one thing, even through the lame duck Congress, I kind of felt myself so fatigued because you had to constantly have to fight the lame duck Congress to pass, not pass this law, not pass that law. I mean, it was just like people got fatigued. Constantly have to go fight and deal with this, with these people up in Washington. I mean, they got a full-time job figuring out how to get through the American people. Yet we hold jobs, we have families, and you know, and we don't, and our time is valuable, and we don't have the time to really inform our representatives, but yet these people full-time figure out how can they screw the American people. And, you know, and it kind of got fatigued trying to fight these people.
Let me, I want to share something with you because you're with me. First of all, I have no idea what the size of our audience is right now. We've been experiencing problems for at least 45 minutes that I know of. The producer at the network has been on the phone trying to do all they can to get our streams back up. For that audience, whatever size it is that happens to be listening, let me read an email that just came in to me. It says, right at 4 p.m. Pacific time, weird things seem to be going on with Internet, Patriot, and Religious Radio. At exactly this time, all transmitters at Worldwide Christian Radio, that's the shortwave network, went quiet. None could be accessed. Very same thing happened to Global Star, as well as all transmitters are quiet. No internet streams from either one. Further testing found I could not connect to RBN shortly after 4, and now Rent's radio is now also not working. I checked with my ISP to see if there were any known problems with the network, and there were none known at that time. This is very strange, my friend says. As soon as you can send me a quick email to confirm, blah, blah, blah. But this gives you a real interesting idea, and that is why. Now, you've been on hold for a while, George, and I certainly appreciate your sticking. I have no clue what audience we're reaching right now. And so even my sharing this little tidbit, I'm sharing this more for the board op to listen to it, but he may not even be hearing it. He may be online trying to find out what's going on. But this is interesting, because if, in fact, what my friend is telling me is true, this is a perfect indication of exactly what everybody's been talking about lately, this Internet kill switch mentality. Has the administration become so fearful of the truth or our version thereof and the things we talk about that they have found a way to experiment with the kill switch? Quite interesting, isn't it?
Well, these are people who can't fight fair. They can't win fighting a fair fight. They have to cheat and change the rules of the game.
Well, that's true. I mean, is what's going on over in Egypt the cause or the effect of all of this nonsense? I'm looking at a series of headlines right now. Decision to stay. This is Mubarak. Decision to stay fuels economic fears. Confusion and outrage erupts in Cairo. Mubarak surprises Egypt and the world. And finally, this from NBC, a dispirited Obama to make a written statement. I hope he's so dispirited that he decides to take a couple of Smith and Wesson Brothers cough drops tonight. But you people have to listen to that very carefully. Don't tell me, well, Smith and Wesson Brothers isn't a cough drop. It's a, oh, that's right. Use your brains, people. I like to shake people with that line once in a while, George. It's gets people thinking.
Well, I just kind of, you know, one thing about this president, he's definitely an arrogant, narcissistic bastard.
Oh, there's no two ways about it. You know what? But that makes him fit with the leaders around the rest of the world. I don't care which side of the aisle is. You're going to tell me Kim Jong-il or Kim Il-young isn't the same way? Certainly Mubarak is, or Mubarak would have had enough, he would have been humble enough to step down. But that's not in their chemical makeup. These politicians fight to the bitter end. Look at Bill Clinton. But Bill Clinton, he had it in the bag, because once they impeached him, they never did anything with it. They went through the phony trial, and, oh, gee, you got caught with your willy down or your pants down around your willy, and you were handing out cigars left and right, and you lied to a grand jury, but, oh, yeah, what the heck, you know, we're not going to prosecute. It was just a mistake. You know, sure it was, yeah.
Well, I kind of, you know, the thing about narcissists, you know about China. I hate to say it, you know, I always say this, and I found out really from the Russian people, they are not very happy with Putin in cahoots with China.
No.
They are not happy with it. They see, because China is coveting Russia's natural resources, and they may have a military partnership and an economic partnership, but I hate to say this, but Russia's on the losing end of the stick. And the thing is, I even tell the Russian people, when the Soviet Union fell, you should have scrapped the structure, period. I mean, because now you got an ex-KGB guy running the country, and you got a consummate politician as a president, you know.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Russia's doing well, but yet people still cannot afford cars. A lady I know who's a lawyer makes $200 American a month.
Even
doctors in Russia still. And, you know, it's like they could do a lot better.
We got to go to some quick music. I'm going to let you go because I'm going to have some closing comments. George, thanks so much for being a part of this special evening with me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And my thanks go out to all of those folks who called. Two Doors Down and David and Rand and Roger and Wayne and Lark and Tom and George and even Deborah who never got online. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Yeah, what a night this has been. We've been down for an hour. I just received an email from a friend and a close associate who says, given all these problems that are going on, and with the fact we're down, he got a hold of an intelligence source he knows. This is the email that was received. Federal DNS attack on West Coast servers. White House authority, Mideast heating up, expected to go nuclear in weeks. That's why they took him down. Well, I don't know what all that means, because let's be honest, it isn't down yet. This guy Mubarak is still there, or maybe he's not. Who the heck knows, my friends? Pretty nasty. Well, we reached the end of this hour. Let's say I have no clue how many or how few people are listening tonight, but you know what? It's the old mentality, the show must go on. Of course, I've got that song in a jazz form by the late, great Dakota State, and or Staten, depending on how one wishes to do it. My wife's going out with her friends tonight. I'm heading on out of here to get a huge bowl of corn chowder at Mimi's Cafe. And no tunes tonight, no music, but Lord willing, we'll be back with you tomorrow. And you folks take good care of yourselves, will you? Well, I still got to babble on here for a few more seconds, apparently. But anyway, I obviously did not get one-tenth of the way into what I had intended for this program tonight. Not concerned about it. We'll pick it up and do it another night. I could have probably spoken in the mirror and had just as much fun tonight. But Anyway, do me a favor, man. Crank some music up and bail me out of here a little bit early tonight, because it's been a long haul for 3 hours, and an extra couple minutes of music isn't going to kill anybody. So anyway, I'm going to try to shoot you out the email, Mr. Producer, and hopefully you heard my message. Apparently this is White House ordered DNS attacks against West Coast servers. Whether that's true or not, we do not know. Let me know later what you find out. Folks, take care of yourselves. Thanks for sharing your valuable time with me. For those of you who've been with us this time, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Oh, baby, what you got? Nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz.